contradictions in the Kuf Pei Zayin and Kuf Tzadi Aleph, the kashas of the Taz against the Ramah. We try to give answers to these particular questions, which meant that somewhat of a rereading of Kuf Tzadi Aleph. We said we were going to discuss the Pesachei Tshuva, Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Sifkotin, Dalet. Let's go back to the Ramah. Then we have the Ramah, Kuf Tzadi Aleph. A woman has something called a harnvind. I don't know what that is. So there's yesh lahate bechol inyan doika yadayim ochichos yesh lo maka hamachiv also batolas meragleha. We menu adam yotzei. I feel him otzi adam achar atolas meraglayim kshemekanechas atzma Torah. The miachad the margeshes keev ve'ena motzo adam rak achar atolas meraglayim vare dam makahu. All right. So it has to be. That's the first opinion. There's a question what the source of this first opinion was. It itself was a matter of discussion. So he's assuming over here it comes from the, I thought the answer was the correct answer, from the Maril, who quoted from a few Goyim, we'll try to put, if we get, we'll put the Maril on the screen when we have a chance. But then he goes, Ach yesh machmirim, shalo lahat rak misha shesh leveses, number one. Number two, latzricha bedika the hainu kodem at the whole. I'm not going to read the whole thing all over again. A special bedika, you put something inside, since the neck of meraglayim is further out. So if you clean everything around, put the cotton inside. She uses the bathroom, wipes again everything clean, and then pulls out the cotton from inside. If it's still clean, it's a raya berura that the dam is not coming from the inside, it's coming from the outside, and she's tahor. Take a look in the Pesachei Tshuva Dalet. I am sure it's not a Behuda, but there were Kama, Chel Yerodea, Mem Gimel, Til Mem Vav, and Mem Ches. That's a lot of Simona. Missing. Okay. Thank you. Good to know. I apologize. Beisha Shemotzeis, Bebedikosa, Ksomem Lamata, Bemokom Echot. Veheshiv, it tells you the exact specific, Mem Gimel, Mem Ches. Lahachnes Mochnoki, Bemokom, Achakach, Tiblok, Lamata, Bosomokom. Shemadayin, Timtsa Dam, Totzi amoch shianoki ozyesh ochocha shadam en atzdodim ayan shem sherech levar afanei b'dikazu echi v'kosav diav shashach kosav v'simin kuf tzari alf v'kodin zayin demaril sfukim misafkele hay b'dika maliasi. We saw last week devi ashach tmuim devane b'dika maliasi elishem maharil mitaros achar b'dika liola v'chein hisna Sheyila Veses. Vchinah, the cost of Ramad Debina Shadakish Kaev. Hakolu Latara Achabedika Liola. But that's Shrich Tzarvich Tanoim Elu. Vata. Debina Shemochicha Kayam. Kneisha Nedash Kasha Yosser Asiva Shuvlo Titlebo. Aval Adam Shemots O Beis Shamoch Besocha. Feroa Shamoch Noki. That's Moli. It always works. Moli Olam. Devare bedika mayasi, for sure. It's not, what did I say on the radio? Past predictions, past performance does not guarantee future results. Well, that's what they say on all the, right? That they should give you aces how to make money. That's what he's saying over here. So for that one time, it worked 100%, but for the future, that's for that. That's what he's saying. Think of another story, not another Behuda, Tinyana. Isha Shemotzeis Tamin Be'eid Abdika Kut Dam Kechuda Shomachet. Mamish. Teeny little piece of, little tiny amount of dam. V'tziva Gamke Lassos Bedika Anal. It's Afshik Osavte Bechiburi She'enetar Li'olar Mak B'yesh Mochicha Kayim. Mikol Mekom B'isha Zu She'ena Motzeis Rak Kut Echad Yovish Kasha Yosser Asiba Mistama Shulo Tir Belfenzet Venira Mochicha Kayom. Here it's even a greater proof that's coming from the sides. That's what I wanted to show you. Fine. This is the Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda is a Odom Godom Od. It doesn't need my. Noda Behuda said so. Finished. Done. Let's assume it to be true. Last week, if you recall, we saw the Shach who argued on the Svek Sveka of the Ramah. He said it's all a mistake. You get an impression, the Shach, you know, here, sounds like he may be right. But the Ramah may have read the the Shari do it differently than the Shach read it. Maybe the Shach's reading is correct. There's no source for it. We saw the discussion of why it may not be a Svek Svek. And why it may still be a Svek Svek, and we discussed that last week. Let's, however, turn today to the Chavos Das. That's our primary initial discussion of the Chavos Das here in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin. Everyone has Chavos Das, please? I hope so, because we're down.
It's like half up? I mean, the internet's a problem,
but
then it's just not
there. But we still have Chavos Das. That's still we have in black and white.
Firefox doesn't...
Okay, gentlemen, Chavos Das, Kuf Pei Zayin, Sivkot and Ches. Hashach Sivkot and Chav Beis, Heve Mekavonis Ramo, Tafilu B'motzo Adam B'Bedika, Tor Metam Svek Svek, when we talk Kach Hisig Olof, V'Ochiach the Moses B'Bedika, Tumea, Denkan Svek Sveka, Kemavua B'Kloy Svek Sveka, etc. Uvani Yusi, Ein Ani Meivin Dvorov Zal. I don't understand the Shach. Hechyal Al Adas, the Das HaRamod, Afilu Nimtza Dam B'Bedika, Tahora Metam Svek Sveka. After Ik Osavik Argosha, the aim of Hagosha is aid who can move up a brace break a raw kesem. This will be the next Marmakoma sheet. The imkain. After Moses, Bishas Tashmish, the time it comes svek sveko. Da filu argosho, you can suffix studin, the aim of Hagosha's shamashu. Could the Easter race break a raw kesem, come on, suffix Hagosha's aid bibidiko. Ubehead the cause of a shaks of cotton chuff. The baroa, Bishas Tashmish. Einem uteras nasser amor rak leishu tachas baila. Abo neget nekiyim tzricho. Afil leishu tachas baila binin shetei ishi yesh yesh avestas shlo b'shas vesta dafko. V'kan mater amor b'motis b'bdika. Afil neget nekiyim. V'afilu b'ein lo vestas klal. How can it be? That's a Chavos Das is kash against the Shach. The old kashin. To hanach poskim the chsavri the bina sheteda shemaka motzi adam before shem hadarmina b'bishas needed av samachov maka yeshi shesham yesh da taino shesham yesh da bebiru v'sham bevada yikas sovek tzodin to mahani shem bedikas shoferes tafilu hachilo mahani maka shin adil bebiru shem motzi adam b'tam svek svek. It doesn't work. You see, there is no svek svek. The old then Shaykh Alam and the Moses Dam and Bedika Svevek Stodim. To Adam and into the pros, there are Chayov and the Bias Mikdash. Uvadahu, Kimavu Benin Daf Yud Zayin Yud Ches. Vachayav Malkus Vachoros Vachatas. Heich Shaykh Klal Omar, but Stav is out Svevek Shetan Svek Sveka. Thank you, sir. He Tmir Dola Bienai. Look at the answers. Elevada. The Bedika, Kavadika Svevek Argosha, Vadi Asura. The Ein Kan Shem Sofek Klal Rak Vare Kana. He's making an assumption, which we'll discuss at great length as we go, that anytime it's a Bedikah, there's a Sofek Agosha, a Sofek Darais. Based on his read of the Gemara, Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Get next Marma Komashi. We haven't officially learned that Gemara yet. Rak Kavona Saramo, he says a Chiddush, Lim Ute Shem Vadai Rosa below Agosha. Came with the Midrabonani. Tahorim itam svek sveko. Wow, what a pshat! Unbelievable pshat. Saying the Ramon never meant to be matter with this by a bedika with a sveka daraisa. Only be matter a case svek sveko with the worst case scenario is an isa the rabbanon. Oh, who is the svek svek? For hod lo kosa mitam sovek the rabbanon who? Oh. Mitam shirotzo lashvoso mamash lekesem. Avshi ro a mamish mikol mochom kema dika old suvik stodim hu mamish kekesem dika bein the gam suvik me almo the tola be maka bechol inyan kema dika old suvik stodim lo kosha shuv kuches hashach the mevu hasham the rabbanon lo be inan klole svek svek. That's a pretty wide statement. You never need any klole svek by the rabbanon. What does that mean? What do the words mean? You look it up? I looked it up. The tail decided to look on the side. The tail look in a primigodim, a primigodim and hilchos svek. Yep, it's true. Primigodim and kuf yud klois svek svek aos tezvav says quotes the Marami Pano that the reason why einam is hapech doesn't work. I'm not going to prod him now. It's end up being a svek of the rice. If you start this way, it's good. You start this way, it's no good. So it's a svek of the rice. But if the worst case is in the Rabbanon, you go this way, it's no good. This way, it's good. Go the way that it's good. Svek of the Rabbanon the kula. Wow. The dog on the over there says over there, Chiddush, according to the Rambam, that all svek of the rice of the chum is only by the Rabbanon, which is a well-known shita, not for now, then you wouldn't need misapech. In any event, this how I learned pshat over here. For this same reason, presumably, you wouldn't need a problem. You wouldn't need even shem echad also would work. That's the kasha that we saw yesterday about shem echad, shem on eschado. That's what he says. All right. Yeah.
I would have to speakos. It's in with kufyud. All the cases of nafnach and yam because of that. Those are all speakos on the rabban.
Listen, I'm not going to all the close svek. He claims that it's not needed in the comes of the rabbanim. I'm assuming he's telling the truth. If others may disagree, but that's what he says. That's what he says. That's his pshat over here. Oh, that's what he says. Pshat. Okay, good. So what does he end off? Ah, you gotta love it. Pisa nira, isha sheyesh lo makam b'sheini odas shemotzi adam she'ein lo livdo gatz meklal shemtim tzoti etmeya v'lama lo listame atzal bechinam tamtin ad shetargish v'titame kein nira li. Wow. Because if you don't do a bedika, no argosha, there's no daraisa shalos. Once you do a bedika, you're going to be in trouble. He assumes every bedika is a suffix daraisa. Lani is daiti. That is not necessarily the case these days. I already told you that we'll get to the sukkah argosha soon. That today, all the women feel is that what's called a shef adam, when a large amount of blood comes out to begin her period. That's today's argosha. Derech riyosa bekach. And that cannot be confused with Nebedik. I don't think the Shabbat writes up as much as that Nebedik and the Yazdaiti. It was a radical sheet that's against what all the posts would say. Let's give you my opinion. Okay, fine. Right in Chavez Das. When we come and come, says the Ramah, Bishas Vesta, Olam Namad Yom, Eina Tolib and Makosa, Dim Lokain, Hotatam Eli Olam, Only Ksom Tolib and Cholinya. We saw this already in the Rishon. Let's see, Tess. Vafilu beroa mamish shelo b'hagosha tmeya. Only k'sem is what. There's three levels. There's the raisa level of roa b'hagosha, the rabbana level of roa below hagosha, and k'sem things are found on the garment. And the last two are not the same. Though they're both the rabbana, we'll discuss at great length, but you cannot, all the rabbanas are created equal. K'sem is a unique kulis. If she knows, she sees herself without hagosha, those kulas would not necessarily apply. Explains over here in the Chavez Das of Cotton Tess. Lo tikshe. Halo shayakan loma svara timken lo tatam eliola. Why? Shereitia tmeya kishe tagish. Oh! So the same way as we're mekel by ksavim, it's been mekel by riyas dam shalor bar gosha, and don't ask me a kasha lo tatam eliola, should be metamash yaz ar gosha. No, why not? The lo plug baroa mamish. She's a roa, is a low plug. The af kevon the af margeshes ain kan argosha berura. It's not gonna be argosha berura. At the same time, aim at dar maki margeshes. Don't maki b'mokar filochi tmeo. Shemochi af below argosha gam ken tmeo. I've got some torim. I feel the b'shas vesto. That's what the Chavez Das writes. V'rayel is that the shachavov. Eino mitarak bar mageshes shedam zebomi mehamako. Masha be'eino mageshes klal tmeya b'shas vesta. Yeah, that's what he says. Okay, fine. Adkan Chavez Das Sivkoton Tess. Interesting. Rabbi Kivege. If you have my edition to Rabbi Kivege at the bottom of the Chavez Das, they were close colleagues. He says, "Adayin eish lodun, to be'ein a yodas in makosa motzi adam, dematir mitcham svek sveko, zeu osu midina Over here. Okay, Ashayla. Now, we will discuss later the different kinds of hargoshos. The three that are called in the first Pesachei Tshuva and Nuchas Nidah. Anyone know what I'm talking about? It's mamash the first Pesachei Tshuva. We'll get to discuss it at great length. It's Psichas Ve'amokor, Nizdazeya Gufa, and potentially Zivas Dovrolach. So if you look over here in the Shah in the Chavaz Das of Kod Yer Aleph, he says you cannot be told by Makosa Tim Lokein Lotatam Eliola, which is an impossibility. Hashach Hevi B'Shem Rashbo, the Metar Fil B'Shas Vesta. No, it's not going to be against this Svar. Tele Yashiv Devarav So Tikshlo Vakusha the Vichilotatam Eliola. Nira, Tine Shalosh Mina Argoshes Bisha Kamoshi is Bar B'Simakuf Tzadi Aleph. Margeshesh is Dazea Gufa, as the Rambam writes in Perikay. Halacha Yuzayin. Beis. Shemargeshesh Niftach Makora. Kavua Bechol Aposkim. Kuf Peches Aleph and Kuf Tzai Aleph. Gimel. Shemargeshesh Bishadova Lach Zov in Makora. Kamoshi is Barbara Sima Kuf Tzai. Hine. Bargoshas Psychas Amokor Vezivas Dover Lach. Vadai de Einu Yecholo Lahakir Ben Dam Nido Ledam Mako. Because they both come out of the mokor and they both flow and they're felt on the sides. Came and shall maka gam came in mokor. Aber bagosha zia shenizdazea gufa. Oh, vadai de dam nida hoya. The bezivas dama maka below zia zua gufa memel is up. Te tmea bagosha zia zua gufa. Meridik. He's saying. What are you saying? V'chila olam lo tatame. She be mitame when she feels hagosh has yazu a gufa. Aval b'shas tashmish v'atos mereglayim b'shas b'dika. Ein eicholah lahakir b'shum hagosha kimavua b'reish perkaro. Kesa in the sugya daf nuzayin amid beis. That's quite a remarkable statement of the Yitzchak Kotin Yonalev. She be mitame when she feels ziyazu a gufa. I told you before. My idea is daiti hagosh hazam is shef adam. That she should be muteris to that phenomenon is experience. Okay. Now, Rabosai, I want to talk to you a little bit medicine. We spent a lot of time talking about Damak. What is Damak? Big fights, what Damak is. Again, a little medicine. There are those who mistakenly feel that the only time a woman is a nida is if she has a hormonally induced period. Hormones. Hashem is Baruch's creation is unbelievable. The whole hormonal system of a woman, it's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. This stuff in the flows, how the whole thing works, how a child is born, it's pill they ploy. And if the period comes every month on a hormonal basis, that is called the dam nida. Midorais. Not hormonal. There are those who mistakenly, I again repeat, think that it's not considered to be dam nida no matter what. Boskim explained that it's just not true. Take a look in the Tosefta, gentlemen. In the Sefta Nida. Tosefta, at the very beginning. Give a look. Tosefta Nida. After the Mordechai. Yes. Again, it's possible. It's certainly possible. Some makas are, really, really serious. Then you can have a shef adam too.
So then that wouldn't really absolve the
chavos das. That in that case, you're right. Correct, 100%. Tosefta. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Haroa me ones dayashaita. Roa me ones. What does that mean? Ve'eze me ones. Kichov. Different girsos. What's the girs on the side? What's gimel? Cholsa v'roasa. Kofsa v'roasa. Hik oyve chashvishon. Hiksa baila v'roasa. Shem yiracha v'yishma. We can't, we don't, this is not accepted behavior. Gentlemen, I'm saying it with pain, because it's been known to exist. Chas v'chalila. Nos o masa kove v'roasa. Zehu ones. In other words, the period came early because of something which she did. It's called an ones. I've had this more than once, many times. Woman goes to the gym. Now, gym is now a new thing by women. You know, gym, ladies, gym hours, and the gym. When I grew up, no one went to the gym. Not men, women, no one went to any gyms. Today's gym, or they go jogging. You see, when you walk, driving the car, everyone's jogging. Very nice. It keeps them healthy. It's very ridiculous. But there can be a case of a woman, she goes to the gym, and then she comes back, and she sees that. It's not the time she's supposed to be seeing. So those who mistakenly felt, look, it came from an onus. She went to the gym. It's not an Eden. Wrong. So Mefurash Tosefta Masech Nida is considered to be in the category of Nida. Mefurash Tosefta. We've had how many times? Kofs of Arasa, right? Jumped around. There's a Gemara in the last daft to find out. Biasusa. Biasusa, we should be scared. Take a look. Let's see. We should really see these Gemaras. On both sides. This Tosefta is found in the Gemara also. Let's go in order. Labad Vavam and Beis. Let's take a little tour of the Masechta. My tour guide here is the same called the Pischei Das. Morgenstern Shlita. He gives a guided tour of the Masechta. Lamed Vavam and Beis, that's where we talk a little bit about an ones. You take a look over here at the end of the narrow lines. Shomer Avisha ki Yosef Zov Doma Hare ones Amor. That ones is included. That's what we mean by an ones. Right? She jumped around. This is the things of this nation. The Tosefta is the source. Let's take a look at Ayin Aleph, please. Ayin Aleph Amun Aleph. End of the Masech. Take a look towards the top of the page. It's quoting a Mishnah. Let's see. Shami Omer. Kol Anoshim Mesos Nida. Oy. Says the Gemara, My Tamad of Shammai, Yinei Mishum Dixiva Tischal Chalamalko. Yamara Malamach appears on Nida. Hochonami agav biasusa de malach amavis chazya. Wow. Wow. Isn't that amazing? She's scared of the malach amavis. Vonant nan shecharodim misalekes es adamim. Hello, Kasha. Pachta tzomis biasusa marpia. Rashi. Pachta. Somis dago yureya ki hachash mipnei pachat karkam v'giyah shas vestav lo bot katorim shachorad ha-mesalek v'yasusa ha-beholus pisom shanemro shomea nivo merapyo. So if you're scared long term, stops the period. But those who know that the women who went through the Holocaust, most of them had no periods. Or the combination of the malnutrition or the fright. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm sure probably someone did studies on it. But yeah, Pachat Pachod was the Biasus. It was a Pachat. It was a every minute for the whole life, it could be for years, was mamash. Death could come at any moment. In any event, there's another Gemara. So you see, if she has Bia Susa, she suddenly is frightened, she sees Dam, that's considered to be Dam Nida. It's not. Take a look at Avchof Amad Beis as the tour continues. Chof Amad Beis, this is also, I've seen this. I don't think I've experienced Bia Susa as a Shiloh. Kfitzis, right? They saw the gym, the running. This I've seen also. What's the discussion over here on Avchof Amad Beis? It talks about over here a sugya of what's called Dam Chimud. Dam Chimud. Take a look. Hi, Dam Chimudu. Okay. What is Chimud? The woman is very, very, how should we say it? Excited. Right? Rashi says Chimud. Shenis aves lebaila v'ro'as ha'adam machmas tava. We shouldn't be ashamed of this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, otherwise the world wouldn't go around. This tava, this chimud, is built into creation. But it can have ramifications. We're going to discuss this later on. We talk about a kala, when she has two bedikas, she didn't have to extra bedikas, because we're afraid she'll see you right before the wedding, because of dam chimud. This is true. I know women who have regular cycles for 5 years, you know, to 17 to 22. All of a sudden, they are thrown awry before the wedding. It's chimud. Push it. Chazal knew exactly what they were talking about. Okay. And, of course, you have over here, Psichas HaKever. It's a sugi over here on Daf Chof Aleph from an Aleph, which we'll have to also get to. The last line of the Daf. After the Psichas HaKever below Dam Kamiflagi. So there's an automatic opening of the area, and Dam comes out. Again, this is not the normal monthly period. And of course, our favorite sugya, Roda Machmas Tashmish. These are all cases where it's not the monthly period. It's considered to be a Nida D'Oraisa. Oh. So the answer is that there are, as I mentioned last week briefly, what is Damaka? What are we left with? What is Damaka? A Damaka is a wound in the muscle of the uterus itself. Whereas the case which he wants to be asked to the Sefer Pesachei Das are cases of the lining which waxes and wanes, which typically sheds on a monthly basis. If that sheds earlier for whatever reason, that cannot be called damak. That's what he says. Take a look at shutim over here. If you shoot. Chacham Tzvi has a shuva on this nekuda. Let's see what he says. Long shuva written in Sivan Tov Samach. Is that 1700? I think so. A long time ago. 1700. Before George Washington. You know, the young one. Okay. Hari ha'aim hi ha'mokho shemimenu kol adam en boim. Elo shekavon ha'sarofa mi, shenechlesho ha'aim shelo, o she'ir bo eze kilkul, at she'ein ha'buriyah v'chazoka betiva levashel ha'mosoras kitiknon ulotziyim bezman karoi. L'cheni motziyosan, these quote mosoros. Mosoros are the fluids of the body which accumulate and then are expelled, same as every other fluid in the body that's expelled at the right time. Called as manam, who built him with a shalom karoy. Anything in the dam mako. Watch this. Here's the line I'm looking for. Shudam bua v'chabura. There was a, what we call this? What's a bua? Blister. Chabura is a wound. Ve'eno me'iker dam hamokor. Abo zeh dam hamokoru. El shechul shas hamokor l'sibas ma'ora min ha'ma'ora shi'yubo. This is the we keep saying. He's saying over here that the typical lining that waxes and wanes every month, that's called Amnina, no matter which way it comes out. That's what he says. Then he quotes a Tshuvas, Dvar Shmuel. Let's see if we can get that. Where, what page? It's a good question. Unfortunately, I left it at home. A mistake today. But the page number they wrote down, it's page Kuf Tes Vav and on. We have it downstairs, right? Someone has it? You got it from the library?
I give it back.
Give it back?
Okay. I don't remember.
Okay, so take it out again.
This is the old one or the one that we have? The new one?
I have the one in my house that belongs to me. But
no, it's Chel. Which Chel is it? It's the new one that isn't out yet? Or?
No, there's the old. There's no. No, that one's just other things. We have Dvar Shmuel? No. Dvar Shmuel exists on some other Hebrew books, or perhaps also a Chachma. Okay, let me know, because if it exists, I'd like to see it. There he says, same thing. Biasusa, she's scared. Fitza, she jumps. He has an additional point. Sometimes this is a very tricky bit. And the classical is Rabbi Shmuel Abuav. That's the famous Rabbi Shmuel.
There is a Shmuel Abuav. I don't know what it is though.
That's the only one that they have under Rabbi Shmuel.
There's 9 different stars called Rabbi Shmuel.
Oh my goodness. Well, the classical one is that is Rav Shmuel Abuav. Take a look and see if you can on your screen. If you look at Simon Kuf Ai and see if it's on our topic. If it is, since he was a classic Gedolim, it's worth seeing inside. But somebody else will have to wait for another time. Bekitz and Nimritz, he has an interesting case. That.
It is.
Kuf Ai? Can you just put it on? One of the Gedolim. It's not Stam, like on the level of Chacham Tzvi, like someone who's, from big people. Here's another case which I want to discuss a little bit, a little not so nice to talk about, but it happens in real life. He calls it over here, Asasa Tzrocheha Bechozek. Let's be a little bit blunt. Just constipation. And strain. It's called today, I think it's called straining at the stool. I think that's what they call it, if I'm not mistaken, in the modern terminology. And apparently there's a possibility that itself can cause the lining of the uterine lining to shed earlier than it would otherwise. Now in all these cases, my guess is it wouldn't happen at the early stage when the lining was shedded. But as it builds up and builds up and builds up, normally, it's one of those.
What? No, I mean, this is what they have.
I understand. Is it better print than
I don't think so.
Let's see. Let's try to read it. We'll make it bigger.
I don't know what just.
Kuf
Ai. I don't know why I did this. For some reason, it's like. You don't want to say half a page for some reason. I don't know. This is very strange.
Press what? This shows that no matter what we think we know, the computer has a mind of its own. And I can show it to you in 2-line segments.
Yeah.
No problem.
Let's see. Yeah, okay. I don't know what it is.
You were on the right page. You had Kufayin.
Yeah.
And apparently it's not that long because it says on top Kuf Samach Tes, Kufayin, Kufayin Aleph on the same page.
Yeah.
I can show it to you in two long segments. That doesn't bother. I'm not scared. It can't be that long. Okay. We'll see it like this. Okay. Let's go. Let's see. A new style. Isha Shaloksa Bechadre. Can you read it? Can I make it bigger?
Less even.
Any roa tamaspik min adin lahatiru lebailo. It's bad news. Meshadvaram nirim kefishitaki ateva shadam ba machos mikra rifyonahu shemispashet hagidim veridim v'chushas kochosa lasli b'tochem osam aleichos v'mosoros areis bishulam v'ikul agomor echa min asibos agomos t'choli tosefes v'ribu dam avesas kakosam b'sifri aroifim. Oh, he's an expert in medicine too. V'lo yigorah mipnei zeh isur mishum dam nidus t'rim namokah hubo u'mayin echadu v'atorah t'imoso d'avi k'mo rosa makos onis shakof t'av rosa yisper kam d'nida. Oh, watch this now. Asiyas tzorcheh b'chozek k'demaisi habes yosef tur yoredeyas imen kuf peites b'shem hagos maimun. I'd like someone to find me for tomorrow's shiur. Where is this coming from? Doesn't tell you where it is. I don't think if you get a better print, I don't think the print's gonna come with Maram Akamis. Because Beis Yosef Simon Kuf Pei Tes is quite lengthy. You can search Beis Yosef Kuf Pei Tes Fagos Maimini. That'll help you out to find it. Because I want to see where that's found. O Kaida Biasusa Merapia. Kidamina Besach Nida Perktinokas. Al Potava Tischal Chala Malcolm Oud. You found it? Unbelievable bekiyas. Let's go open it right now. We have people who know everything in this year. Baruch Hashem. Kuf Pei Tes Beis Yosef Sif Yud Zayin.
At the very end.
Okay. I'll go. Whoa. Hold on. Kuf Pei Tes Yud Zayin.
Yud Zayin Aleph.
Yud Zayin Aleph, what they call over here. Let's go. Let's find it. Thank you very much. Dalit, Tesvov, Yud Zayin Beis. Okay, I'm getting close. Yud Zayin Aleph. Oh, I found it. Yeah, thank you. It's my page, it's page Samachay, and the print that I happen to have. The last paragraph. V'da ma'chosav ha'ramma per'ches kol veses sh'nikma ma'chos ones afil l'rosav o'kama pomim eno veses kosav ha'gas ma'imini ne'ed lo kova me'chosh mi'chayshu. This is not what I thought I would see. I thought we were talking about what's called Oset Tzrachea B'chozek. My interpretation of that was she's constipated. Here he's just talking about a normal case of a woman who just sees when she urinates, which of course is this Simakuf Tzadi Aleph. Different kind of Tzrachea and different kind of, where the word Chozek come from?
Maybe
I'm the wrong. This one I think I did see, and I thought it was referring to something else, but you're probably right. The Dvar Shmuel took liberties in interpreting it the way he wanted to interpret it. This talk about the urination, which is the word chozek, unless I have the word chozek wrong, but it means the urination comes out strong. That's what it means. That's lo yadati. Kitzer, if you find another, thank you very much. I think it's what I had seen, but I thought he was referring to something else because I hadn't seen the original. But Kitzer, I'm just showing the words one more time. you're probably right, because it's Kupmetes Agos Maimini. But where was it? I see it, Trecheha, Bechozek. I misread it, or he misread it, or someone misread something. I was laying out. I'm told this is really true. And they often run into a problem, because many women who have this constipation have what they call hemorrhoids, which comes to constipation. And then it gets tricky. Is it hemorrhoids? Is it in the back? Is it in the front? It's so complicated. So this was a chumra, which I was not happy to see. But, you know, I'm not sure the doctors say different things. Is it possible that straining at the stool will cause uterine bleeding? Some doctors say yes, some doctors say no. So I thought Dr. Abuav said yes. But then I couldn't find the Beis Yosef. Doesn't seem to mean that at all. We have to discuss it more. I actually met with the doctor last week. I have to bring him in. I'm going to try to call him later today to ask him what he thinks about this particular issue. And I'll come back to you. Good. Thank you so much. If there's another source, tell me, but I'm guessing this is it. So I'm guessing. Okay, fine. Good. Fine. Here's the following yisod. If there's a makkah, gentlemen, it really is a wound in the uterine wall. Why aren't we afraid that when the blood from the uterine wall comes out, it pulls with it some of the blood from the lining? Which, according to the way he's saying, the blood from the lining, even if it comes out prematurely, would be damnida. So the whole nafal heter the damaka babira, as they say, nafal pita babira, there's nothing left. Everything, if there's a real maka, even if it's a maka in the actual wall, when it comes out, it could pull some of the other things from the uterine lining with it. No, not afraid. I'm going to give you a quotation which is going to sound like it's a contradiction. Quote. This is footnote Membeis in the Pisrei Das. Kol harechem mitzupa beriris. The entire womb has a layer of this uterine lining. Hamida memes bimei hamapsar, which bleeds during the period. Umemela kimat lo yitochen bimitzius. It's almost impossible. Dimum makosam shalokolobo gam dimum mi nimim elum. It's impossible. What's the case? When there was created what he calls a blita, and a protrusion or a wound, sha'olav lo munach riris arechem. There is no uterine lining on top of it. That's damak. So I spoke to the doctor about this one. There are two phrases which you should begin to know. One is called a fibroid, and one is called a polyp. The word polyp you probably know from other contexts, right? The polyps are everywhere, people have polyps in their throat. In this context, polyp means something which protrudes from the uterine lining proper. A fibroid, by contrast, a word you maybe never heard of, is a protrusion from the uterine muscle, from the wall itself. In most instances, the protrusion is in turn covered by the uterine lining. In other words, you have a nice smooth lining, every woman is smooth, and there's a lining on top of the smooth wall. If the fibroid protrudes in, so in most cases, well then the wall, the lining just protrudes out as well. Same as the fibroid protrudes out of the wall into the uterine cavity. So the lining adjusts, and instead of being straight, it too assumes the shape of the fibroid and covers it. According to Rav Morgenstern, can never be made on such a fibroid case, because the only time it's true is if the fibroid protrudes so much that there's no uterine lining on top of it. The doctor I met last week showed me pictures, slides, where that can happen. The fibroid protrudes so much that the uterine lining can't keep up with it, and the lining sticks to the wall proper, and there's a protrusion with no, and that bleeds. That's no problem. But that blood is coming from a protrusion of the wall. Has nothing to do with the lining whatsoever. There's only one problem. How do you know? So the doctor told me something called a hysteroscope. Is that the right word? The word hyster, I think, means to the womb, like a hysterectomy, you take it out. Hyster, lush, with that prefix. They didn't have hysteroscopes in those years. So nafal bira. I don't understand. So as a matter of fact, I want to show you the Chazon Ish. This we can get on the screen. Chazon Ish, we can get it.
Actually, no.
We've had Chazon Ish already this year on the screen. We had it. I showed it to you once before.
I mean, we might end up with the same problem with this. Like,
okay, so we'll show it to you in pieces, small pieces. I'm quite sure we had a Chazon Ish this year at least once on the screen. Am I correct? I'm almost for sure.
It's on here also.
Not a Bar Ilan, I know.
It is. It's. They say that they have.
It's coming up.
No, it's searchable. I don't know exactly.
Searchable Bar Ilan, really?
They don't have it. They don't have it.
It's not there.
No, they don't have it.
Chaval, this is such an important safe. Here's a simon about this as well. I'd like to show you inside some of the things that he says. Yerodeya simon pei aleph. I'm going to show you letters that Chazon Ish wrote. Don't worry about it. That's okay. I can handle it. What page is payout if you want to know?
No idea. This is
no, on top it said. Samach. You're doing okay. Just to keep going. Yeah, there. Pay, hey, okay, we'll go back a little bit. Oh, too far. Pei Aleph, home run.
Where?
Okay. I'll show you. We have a very, very unique kind of a screen. You able to see you see it behind me? Okay. This is focus. What's the focus? Focus. Whoa. What happened over here? This may have to go back one.
Previous.
Isha, zavabuos b'makora b'pios ha'orkim amazaskim estam anidus. Fichok einan estam liolam. Uvereishis hayom shel aves shel fas v'chakach mismait. Abel ein latar liolam. Gam yom shel fas nechnasas tochim eziva. There. Afim tirchos v'yeh naki lefisho miyat tivdak b'mok dochok b'chorna v'stokim v'tis ha'mok naki. Ein zehef sektara. And Efsik Tala b'motza atzma Torah b'tchilas abdika, b'motza atzma tmeya ve'avira b'rechitza. This is the famous Chazon Ish we spoke about a long time ago. En abdika midi de le'olam enisha shofas ala posekas v'shoah v'choseh asu mitav tefes. En abdika eid al mayan as shenistam ela b'shoharsa shosun amaruba v'lorgisha l'orosa v'hakach botka b'choron of zdokin. Okay. This is the famous one we saw once before. Oh. Mako. Aisha Svensi told me Mako. So, the Shach and the Gro say, Ain't the Vira Morak, we ain't your dua, Shah Maka Motsia, but at the dam. El Shah Maka Motsia dam lefomin. Hamaka Motsia at the dam. Vienna Sophic Rakim, Kiesh Kan Gam Dam Nido. Afisha Svensi to Horu. Uvinir Nidan, Fidivi Arofim, Hababuos Motsia's dam of Vare Bishaz Aveses. Can you the hawk a lot for Shaza Veses? Vien Loma, the Nidon, the Dan Gorat Fay came in the Dama Veses over Derech Hababua. Vien Kandamaka Eladam Nido. A Korozeno, the Imkain, Nofla, Taras, Maka, Bibiru. That's where I got the expression from. It can't never apply. The Dilma Dam Nidus over Derech Hamako. Velo Sonkan Alisha Shemageshis Bamaka, Velo Amri. A new word, Chazon Ish is saying. The reason why the Hamaka is mutter, because ain't derech riyasa bekach. A chiddush neira. Chiddush neira. Omen le matam shekosu atoisus tazayin. The mishas vesta lo sharinin lo be'ena margeshes shadam zemin amokar hu. Shodim kain sharinin lo le'olam v'zei yefshah. Kamanasa. Can't be. Watch this now. It's going to be a repeating syndrome every time she has a period. We're going to be stuck with this problem. Can't even make it for the first month. Because you know what's going to happen. So it's going to happen again another month from now. Unfortunately, okay. The after I need this over derech hamakom b'shas aveses mikri derech riyo. Watch this now. V'dafko adam shalule hamakom lohoya bo mikri shalo derech riyo. Wow. The dam, which came this way, would have come anyway. It's called Derech Riyah. Only dam which wouldn't have happened without the Mako. Wow. V'nei dimidin vesis, drabon nefshul atar vesis echod lutlo shadam bo'achshov. Rak makmasibas ha-mako, lo makmasibas ha-vesis. Mikom makom, yefshul atar li'olam. And then if you can't even mitar once. Wow. Wow. Gibalonos, we're stuck. Shivanakim, Utvila, you're stuck. Watch this. Catch this now. She saw Dam. We like to be matrid, but we can't, because he considers it to be derech riyasa. How many days do we have to assume this is true? L'chora lo shayach l'dus v'makos l'o shekvar hitmei anida shemavu benida samaches l'o afsika b'tara b'shvi shalo afil b'odka ha'kach ha'motza torah v'y sovig nizava alma t'chol shemayona pasuach v'y sovig ben adin ashe tivdok v'teda shesnista mayona. Amazing Kiddush. The kol shavesta nimshach yomim yedun, say 5 days. Ain tzricha hefsek tara. V'sugi denidus hamaches amanal v'yeshlomar. Pisha she'en leveses. O shimshicha riyos v'yosim hergela. As he writes in Sani Beis. Oh. And Rabbi Kivega says, lo samchinen ala l'masavek riyosa tzarechien. B'gemarashim lo dono rakim mi'efshel isvich ha'chazokah devarei tovlo. V'shoklu v'torah b'gemarashim yisomkan ala. Apavare Rosa, the Visa the Choser Khan, Hefsek Taro, Echitoch and the Hatta Bavare Rosa, Elevadai Rove Gomeruv, Samchinala, Fazare Rosa, according to the, as the Zichron Yosef writes. Rebbe Kira, Kaver, have a Suffolk Rosa, a Suffolk Dam, Makahu, Elishim Mikoach, Rob Noshim, Sirfon Mosli, Asin in the law, Mahani Shap, Rove, Shalherical Avesis, Hapesh also a Pesh Eater. She's only also why, because probably it came from the Dam Vesis at that time, which usually comes, even though the Maka preceded it. So the same way, is that the probability? Is the probability? Wow. Chazanish is very, very lenient over here. Very lenient. If this is really true. This is really true. Really true. So, then he goes on. What I'd like to do, so we're out of time, tomorrow, I'm going to bring in the letters of the Chazon Ish. These letters are printed in a few different places. There's a biography called Pe'er Hador, so he printed letters. I have the letters from a different place. I believe I'll believe that tomorrow morning I'll come with the letters, I'll show it to you. We'll see, we'll start with the letters of the Chazon Ish, and we'll see where that leads us. There's also Shuvat Shitz Eliezer about fibers. To Rabbi David Cohen of Brooklyn. You can look it up yourself. I'll give you the Rambam comments exactly tomorrow. Are you done with these Ma'amar Kamos yet, or still not yet? Almost. So maybe Tuesday we do Ma'amar Kamos. We have Tuesday starts a new semester officially. Not that we have any break, but Tuesday we have.